Radio Prague News. The Czech and Austrian foreign ministers have called for the EU to reinforce its outer borders. Six people have been charged in connection with risky loans granted by the Czech Export Bank. And Czechs are marking the 47th anniversary of the 1968 Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia. The European Union must reinforce its outer borders in order to be able to cope with the refugee crisis. The Czech and Austrian foreign ministers, Lubomír Zaorálek and Sebastian Kurz, agreed during talks in Linz on Friday. They also stressed the need for the EU to concentrate more on the so-called West Balkans route, via which thousands of illegal migrants are pouring into Central Europe. Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek said it was important to help the EU buffer state secure the alliance's outer borders and noted that the Czech Republic was in negotiations with Hungary and Macedonia on providing technical and material assistance. The State Attorney's Office in Prague has filed charges against six people in connection with serious irregularities at the Czech Export Bank. The case pertains to ill-advised and risky loans granted for projects in China and Tunisia. Among those charged are former members of the bank's executive board. According to the police, the damage to the state was over half a billion crowns. Czechs are marking the 47th anniversary of the 1968 invasion of Czechoslovakia by Soviet-led Warsaw Pact troops. Speaking at a commemorative ceremony outside the Czech radio building, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said the lessons of the past remain pertinent to the present day. He drew a parallel between the 1968 invasion and Russia's invasion of Crimea and its policy in eastern Ukraine. Numerous other events are taking place to mark the anniversary, including a concert on Prague's Wenceslas Square and an exhibition of photos capturing the events of 1968. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has stressed the need to move ahead with the transformation of the former Soviet military base in Milovice, which he described as the biggest brownfield in the Czech Republic. During talks with the governor of the central Bohemian region, Miloš Peterka, the Prime Minister said the government and the region must reach agreement on the transformation of the former military site. The area is to serve as a big investment zone, but many questions remain unresolved, such as whether the former military airfield should be preserved and reconstructed. Slovak President Andrej Kiska, who on Thursday underwent hip joint surgery at the Plzeň Teaching Hospital, is reported to be recovering well and has started rehabilitation exercises, his spokesman told the CTK news agency. If all goes well, the Slovak president should be released from hospital on Saturday. The president is said to have suffered from a painful chronic joint infection for some time. His spokesman rejected allegations that the Slovak head of state mistrusted Slovak specialists, saying that he had come to the specialized clinic in Plzeň on the advice of Slovak doctors. The Czech Film and Television Academy has joined the wave of international support for Ukrainian film director Oleg Sentsov. Sentsov was arrested by the Russian police in Crimea in May of this year and is being tried on charges of terrorism. The Russian authorities accuse him of preparing a terrorist attack in Crimea. A verdict is expected next week. Human rights groups say the case against Oleg Sentsov was fabricated as a payback for his vocal opposition to the Russian annexation of Crimea. If found guilty, the film director could face up to 23 years in jail. A former officer of the country's anti-organized crime squad has committed suicide in prison, the internet news site Novinky.cz reports. The former high-ranking officer of this elite unit was sentenced to 6 years in jail for taking bribes. He is reported to have accepted money in return for classified information on selected cases. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming weekend should be clear to partly cloudy with day temperatures between 21 and 25 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.